Well, welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Chris Lorton here at Spotlight Show, and I have three guests with me, and it's an important time of year for these guys. They've come all the way from Georgia to hunt deer here in the Tri-County area. Welcome, fellas. Jason Goble, welcome, buddy.
Thanks, Chris. Glad to have you.
Phil Kiefer, how are you?
Doing well.
And Will Floyd, how are you, Will?
Good, sir. Good to see you.
Yeah. Now, you guys, you're making a trip for 12 years down here to hunt deer, right? And right. Do they have deer in Savannah, Georgia?
Have a lot of deer.
They do?
Volume, not size.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
About the size of your Labrador.
Really? Seriously? How big are the deer?
Some of them are dog-sized.
Yeah.
They're definitely smaller. 180, 200-pound deer at home was a monster.
Oh, yeah.
People talk about it.
Did you guys happen to, you watch Facebook, did you catch that deer that Wiley Hefner killed? You see that thing?
Did not see it.
Oh, my gosh. That
monster.
It looked like a horse. a horse with antlers on it. I mean, that thing is a monster for sure. So, now, Jason, what do you do? What do you do back in Savannah?
So I work for Phillips 66, run a lubricants plant down there. So we put motor oil in bottles and drums and stuff you buy at Walmart and put in your car.
How about you, Phil? What are you back there?
I'm a general contractor. I'm third generation contractor, mostly in the commercial field.
Okay. Will, how about you?
Well, I just married Will. I've married a dentist, and I've run the practices. We have a couple of different offices, and I do all the business side of the
You married business. Well. You married. Your name's
well.
Will, and you married well.
Yep. That's right. My brother says I won the lottery.
Oh, gosh.
That's what he tells everybody. And he goes, what do you mean you won the lottery? You married a dentist. You have it.
So what do you do? Are you the house husband? What do you do?
I mean, I pay all the bills. I do.
Oh, you run the office?
I run the office.
Ah.
I run the office.
Practice manager.
I'm an engineer by training.
Yeah.
And worked in sales and traveled. And we started having kids, and it became easier for me to take care of kids than her, you know, cancel patients and reschedule, take kids to doctor and all that. So I went into the office, and I've been there. That's probably been 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Been there ever since.
Okay. Well, you have a lovely wife. All you guys do, for sure. I've met them all. And been to we got one more guy that's missing that we got to talk about, Chap. And Chap has been hunting with you for the last 12 years as well, right?
Yeah,
that's the only trip Chap's
first
missed.
First year he's ever missed.
Chap Bennett, he missed the trip. Jason, what happened? Tell about what happened to Chap.
Well, we'll probably all have to chime in a little bit, but
yeah.
We were fishing, saltwater fishing.
All of you were?
All of us, all four of us.
Same gang.
And it was right after one of the hurricanes that we had down in the area. So there was a lot of...
Debbie.
Yeah. A lot of influx of coastal water and flooding and such. And it was actually a great time to be out fishing, sort of as things were receding. And we were using live bait, shrimp. So you pick shrimp out of a bucket that are still alive, and you put them on your hook, and you cast out with them. And
yeah,
shrimp kind of have a... What'd you call it? A horn on their head, I think is what they call
it. Horn.
Yep.
And they stab you as you grab them. You're always getting stuck by this shrimp. So there's a bacteria that shrimp can carry called Vibrio.
Vibrio vulnificus.
Yeah. And that actually ends up in certain places turning into a flesh-eating bacteria. So we fished all day, got home, cooked dinner, and then... 24 hours later, 18 hours later, Chap's in the hospital having emergency surgery for this flesh-eating
and
bacteria.
Pretty much fighting for his life.
No kidding. And just from getting a prick on his finger by that horn on that shrimp, it got into his bloodstream.
That's right.
And then I did see pictures of it last night. You guys showed me. It was terrible. With the way it was working on his leg. It went to his leg, right?
Yep, went to his leg.
Both legs, so they went in and just cut a ton of flesh out, basically, just to get ahead of it. Yeah. And really? At the time, they don't always know exactly what it is, so you get a whole dose of every antibiotic that's available kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did that. He was in an induced coma for almost a week.
Wow.
Something like that, you know, breathing machine, whole nine yards. And
but he's
done a miraculous recovery. So great. He's up.
I will say, out of the four of us, he's the only one that could have fought and pulled through, you know?
Yeah. He's tough.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be with you next season, right?
For sure.
Okay. Now, we're just going to talk about the difference between hunting in Georgia and hunting in God's country here in the Tri-Counties. Of course, the deer are much bigger. And what are some of the differences also? Go ahead, Phil.
The biggest is obviously the size, and but the pattern, the characteristics, their behavior, it's just much different up here. At home, they're, you may call it more skittish.
Yeah, super skittish.
It's more skittish. But here you can observe, spend some time observing. Up there, you have very little time to observe behavior because they're so skittish. Okay. So that's what makes it very interesting here, is you have that time to observe them.
Now, do you guys hunt in Georgia?
Yes, yeah.
You still hunt them, huh?
Yeah.
Did they taste any different?
You know?
Talk about the layer of fat on deer here.
Yeah. The it's just the habitat. Now, our area of Georgia, I would say the agriculture has just been fading away from that area.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, affects their
why is the agriculture fading away?
More it's just over time. Population growth.
It's just population growth.
Population growth.
Yeah, we're near the Port of Savannah, so there's a lot of industrial, commercial, residential growth.
The ground's just nowhere as fertile as it is here, so your yield that you're getting off crops has just pushed a lot of guys away from
farming. And where are the
farming.
Crops where you come from?
Cotton, peanuts, some corn.
Some corn.
Yeah.
But not near the corn, the beans.
Not at all.
So really,
Actually, we probably Georgia's probably more tree farming. We pine trees sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But it's almost all pine trees, and you don't think about it, but it shades out the ground below it when they replant them, and there's not a whole lot of browse there for them. They'll spray and kill all the oak trees before they replant pines. To make sure that they're trying to get the maximum growth of the pines.
So, how would you compare? How many more times is this more fun to hunt here than it is in Georgia?
To me, it's.
Is there a comparison?
There's not a comparison.
Yeah.
No comparison.
No comparison.
No.
It's just a night and day difference. Both have their pluses, right? But it's just a completely different type of hunting.
So, do you get in a tree stand in Georgia?
Yeah,
we can, but we can also run hounds, run dogs.
Oh, you can.
So and that's the thing that's different too. Is we'll have blocks of, you know, 1,000-acre blocks of pine trees or swamp, river swamp, and you can't. And there's no roads in it, so the really the only way to hunt is to turn out hounds, and we stand around the borders of it and
let the hounds run them out to
push
you.
Push the deer out. That's a lot of fun.
So it's much more social hunting there, you know, like, if you're pheasant hunting, drives, you know, it's just a more social hunt.
Okay. So here, it's more individual. You got your own individual blinds. You're separated.
Yeah,
kind of waiting.
Yeah. Solitary.
Yeah. How about, do you use the same, use a shotgun, use same loads as we'd use here?
Very different equipment.
Oh, yeah?
Very different.
Like what? What do you
from high-powered rifles in Georgia, buckshot when you're running hounds, all from, 300 Win Mag down to your 30-06s and your 243s even, but very different here. It's started with muzzleloader, up here, and of course now they have added some straight wall cartridges for gun seasons up here that is getting more similar, but still very different.
Now, I'm not a hunter, per se, so I'm going to ask a question just so some of our listeners might not be hunters either. Jason, how come we don't use those types of weapons here?
So you can use a shotgun here and use a slug
Yeah.
slug here, which would very simple, right? It's a cartridge, you throw it in your gun. But then when you move to black powder, there's a lot more kind of science to it and a little bit of chance. You can play around with the weight of your powder that you're putting in. You push it down with a ramrod, kind of Civil mm-hmm. War
yeah.
type yeah. action, and they shoot really well. I'd say they shoot as well as a rifle, but there's still some uncertainty with them as far as, did I pack this load right every single time versus going to a box and picking out a Winchester shot shell and you know it's going to shoot the same every single time.
The range.
So right. you use muzzle loaders in Georgia, right? No.
No, high-powered rifles.
But they don't use high-powered rifles here.
That's correct.
I think it's a range or a distance thing. I think it's more people up here and they don't want the round to carry.
I think there's a lot more close quarters hunting here, so you're in the woods a lot more. We do hunt over some fields, but probably the longest shot's 120, 130 yards.
So you don't need the long.
That's correct.
And it's just unsafe.
Yeah.
So that's why they're outlawed. Okay. How you come here from Georgia, right? You come here from Savannah. You're coming in, you're hunting deer. Are people sometimes a little rude to you, like they don't like you coming here on or not? You ever experienced that?
I've never experienced that.
No.
We've run into here, we stay in Grafton, Jerseyville area most of the time. That's where we lodge and do our eating and such of an evening. And we've met some really, really great people here.
So
everybody's
hospitality.
Friendly.
Oh, hospitality's great.
Everybody wants to share a deer story.
Yeah.
Joking around, it's always fun to... I mean, everybody's friendly.
And in the hunting world, I've found, all across the country, there's that commonality among hunters, wherever you're at.
So you guys, you hunt in Savannah, you hunt here. Where else do you guys hunt in your group? Where else do animals not have a chance against you guys?
I spend a lot of time in Arkansas duck hunting. And through the seasons, I've been in a club out there for about 25 years.
Okay.
And take my kids out there, and it's just I just something I've always enjoyed. And I'll go to Arkansas four or five times this season coming up.
Do you duck hunt here at all?
I've been one time.
One time?
One time.
Is it quite a bit different than Arkansas?
Quite a bit different.
Is it? How's it different?
We might have one blind in a 500-acre rice field.
Okay.
And we hunted, I'm not even sure where the area was, but we were looking at the next blind over and calling the same ducks, and it's just a lot different. It's just a lot more land and space out in Arkansas, and I felt like a lot more birds.
Okay. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Jason Goble, Phil Kiefer, Will Floyd, and Chap Bennett. He's here in spirit. He's not here, but he will be next season. Yeah, we got duck hunting. What else can you hunt in Georgia?
Wild turkey.
Wild
turkey's
turkey.
Popular.
And we got turkey here.
Yeah.
How does that compare?
We've never been turkey hunting here. We've had the opportunity. We've just never taken advantage of it.
But the turkey's pretty good in Georgia?
Yeah, turkey hunting's great in Georgia. We have a lot of quail plantations, but mostly those are pre-release birds. We just, over the decades, have just lost the population of native quail.
I see.
A lot of dove hunting.
A lot of
a lot of doves.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of fishing.
Lots of fishing.
A lot of fishing.
Yeah.
In the coastal area.
Coastal.
And hogs.
Hogs.
Wild hogs are...
Hog fishing?
Wild down
nuisance.
There.
No, hog hunting?
Hog hunting.
Yeah. Nuisance. All right. Farmers.
Tell me about hog hunting. What's typical on hog hunting?
I'm going to defer to Will on that.
They'll take a place over.
Is there a season for hog hunting?
No, they're an invasive species. You pretty much turn loose to shoot them whenever you see them.
So at one time, were these hogs like on a farm somewhere and they got escaped?
Some of the settlers, original settlers, hogs got loose. And as you know with hog... You probably know very well with hogs, they are prolific.
Yes. Yeah, they are. So wild hogs, how big is a wild hog usually that you kill? How big do they get?
They'll be a few hundred pounds, but they've killed some 600 and 800 pound boars.
Oh, my. Really? Yeah. And they're just running wild through the woods.
Yeah, out in the swamps mainly.
Out in the swamps. Are they a danger? Like if you run, if you're walking through the woods and you're not armed, could you be worried?
People think they are, but I don't know that they would chase you down. They'd scare you more than anything.
If you got one into a one. If you get one in a situation where he has no choice, help you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do you eat the hog after you kill it?
We've eat some of the smaller, younger hogs. You know, the larger male boars are really not.
Yeah.
Not.
Okay. So what else do you guys hunt? Anything else in Georgia? Is that it?
Jason's been on armadillos lately.
Yeah, we got an armadillo problem in Georgia.
Really? People, you know, armadillo, they're like, they got the
hard shell armor, yeah.
Yeah, on top of them. Are they kind of like a rat? What's an armadillo like?
I'd say they range between 12 and 18 pounds.
Yeah.
So it's a decent sized, probably size of a possum.
Yeah, are they a lot like a possum? What do they do?
Although we've noticed everything up here is bigger. You look at a squirrel, and there are 10-pound squirrels up here. We've got 1-pound squirrels. But, yeah, the armadillos get in your yard, and they just destroy your yard, put little holes everywhere. So if you've got animals out in the pasture or something like that, like a horse, there's a good possibility that, you know, could fall in one of those holes and break a leg. So they're a nuisance.
I see. Fishing wise, you got coastal fishing, and you probably have some lakes as well. Any river fishing at all?
Yeah, we have the Savannah River
And the Ogeechee River.
Yeah, and the Ogeechee River. I grew up in the Savannah River area from catfish, redbreast. I know I'm probably throwing out names that.
Oh, we've heard of catfish.
Okay, but yeah, redbreast.
You know, big blue brown.
Crappie.
Bluegills.
Crappie.
Yeah, crappie.
Yeah.
Okay, now you guys are outdoorsmen, and you're all married, right?
Yep.
Okay. And how many trips a year are you, or how much of your time is consumed being outdoors, trying to bring food home to the family? How often, how much time do you have to spend doing it? Besides your regular jobs, you've got to do this.
Kids help a lot.
Yes.
In that. So we've all got kids who are actively hunting and enjoy hunting, so you catch a lot less grief if you're taking the kids with you to
go out and
spend
some good quality time.
This is our one guy trip that we take a year.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, you bring kids.
And we know we'll have to pass the torch sooner or later.
There's a shopping trip somewhere.
Yeah, what's the secrets if people are listening? You know, how do you get away with that? How do you do it without... You know, getting in trouble from the house. Just the kids. That's the thing. If you don't, you got to have kids in order to get away with it.
I guess it's an individual thing, but yeah, definitely the kids. The kids.
Do you ever help. Try to take your wives hunting?
I married a city girl, and she's
no way.
Yeah,
How about
Danielle you? Has zero interest in going out.
I don't think Tracy's ever shot a gun.
And you guys just keep it that way, right?
That's probably safer.
That's right.
Okay. No. Well, what are some other things? You say the hospitality is good. Everybody treats you good. But, for example, let's say some of your friends from Georgia or just some people that live away from here, out-of-towners, and they hear they want to hunt deer, and they would love to hunt here, but what's the procedure? How do they get in? How do they figure out a way to find a place to hunt, et cetera? What's the steps? Well, or can they even do it? Is it even possible?
We were just lucky or blessed. Yeah. We met Jason, who's from the area originally, and had friends and kind of got us started. Coming from out of state without having some connection, I guess you would go through a hunt, through a guide service or
some type of outfitter.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you kind of need an inside connection. Yeah.
Definitely just, makes it easier.
Yeah, or just start, you know, come up and spend time here outside of hunting and just, you know, get to know folks.
And like I say, as nice as people are, I'm pretty sure that you could probably come over and just go to the sporting goods area, you know, store part of a store and just ask questions. And before you know it, somebody would know somebody and they would help you. Uh-huh. That's what we found is everybody's just really nice and that, you know, I'm not gonna, they're not going to give up their secret spot, but they would tell you what you needed to do, I think.
Okay. Any other anything you'd like to say? We're about to wrap up this spotlight interview. Thanks for coming in. Anything you'd like to say? Any of you guys? Pat, any info?
Nothing. Just reiterate how much we love coming up here. We've met all you guys and some of your folks, and we just love it. It's like coming home every time we come.
Yes, it's coming to see family. It feels like that's what it feels like. We're coming back to family every time we come up to visit.
And Jason?
Yeah, I'll reiterate what those guys said. We always had a great time. Obviously, I get to come up and see family, so a little bit different for me, but we've met just a whole host of people, whether it's at a bar or a restaurant or wherever it may be, that we come back to every year to catch up again, things like that. And that, yeah, the hospitality, and then just everybody here is out hunting. Hope everybody has a good hunting trip, successful, safe.
Yep. Successful, yeah. And safe for sure,
particularly with this first gun season coming up for us. I know it'll already occur, but just always praying for that safe season.
Yes, for sure. Well, thanks, fellas, for coming in, and I hope you have some great luck hunting.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.